Know your story, then change it. Every life comes with a story and a possibility for great adventure. Kobe Yamada. I've been a fan of the TV show The Biggest Loser ever since it began. I once heard popular trainer Jillian Michaels say the following to one of the contestants as she was struggling on one of the pieces of gym equipment. This is a story in your head. None of it is real. All you have to do is change your mind. What? Wait a minute. This was the biggest female contestant that they'd had on the show to date. If she felt that her body couldn't do something, was that incorrect? I mean, we do have physical limitations, don't we? Shortly after this, I was doing the Jillian Michaels No More Trouble Zones workout, as I'd been doing for weeks. Every time I would do this DVD, there were certain exercises that I couldn't, really, do all the way through. One of those was the dreaded surrender move, where you hold your dumbbells over your head while kneeling and raising to a standing position. So on this particular day, I realized that maybe this I can't business was only a story in my head. Maybe if Jillian was right about the contestant, and she had been completing amazing fitness tasks, maybe I could do this silly surrender move all the way through. Okay, go figure. Changed my story, completed the move. Could it really be that easy? Change the story in your head, change your life, even? I remember the day I decided to buy a bicycle. I had lost about 48 pounds at this stage of my weight loss journey and was weighing in at about 230 pounds. I had been thinking about this for a while, but I honestly had the idea that it was something that I needed to wait for. After all, fat people can't ride bikes, can they? I made the decision to go to the bike shop and literally stood there talking to the salesman with hands on hips saying, "Okay, am I too fat to ride a bike?" Of course he denied this and sold me a bike that completely revolutionized my exercise routine. When that story in my head changed, the weight started coming off even more rapidly because I found a type of exercise that I completely enjoyed. Riding the bike that first time has become one of my favorite memories during this journey to health, fitness, and freedom. My weight loss journey did begin with a decision. There was a story playing in my head at that time that had all the makings of a very sad ending. A sad life. I had tried so many times to lose weight, and the story I was telling myself was that I could only fail again. But was that real? Could it be only a thought? And could I decide something else? What is the story you are telling yourself today? Have you failed time and time again at losing weight? Are the words you hear in your head reality? Or are they simply words? If other people have lost the same weight or more than you have to lose, is it possible that you could also achieve success? Can you change your story? I know you can. Decide today that you deserve every positive thing that you could imagine coming your way, regardless of the past, regardless of the story, regardless of the obstacles that are before you. What's the new story in your head? Begin to live that story.